I'm Al John Goh, podcaster and producer of the Disney List, Skull Rock Podcast, and Dining at Disney. When you're creating content, podcast, webcasting, live streaming, or wanting to step up your video conference calls, you need quality gear and accessories. That's why I use Gator Frameworks in my studio. From professional broadcast boom arms and microphone stands, studio monitor speaker stands, ring light kits, headphone holders, elite furniture studio desks, and acoustic wall treatments, Gator Frameworks has you covered. Gator is the leading brand of cases, stands, and support system solutions for music, pro AV, creative pro, IT, and general utility industries. They have over 1,000 different solutions made from vacuum-formed plastics, rational molded plastics, wood, sewn, and EVA materials. Leveraging their expertise in case design and manufacturing, Gator has a complete OEM division that works with leading companies around the world to engineer and create custom cases for original equipment manufacturers. For more information, visit GatorFrameworks.com. Product provided in exchange for promotional consideration. Welcome yet to another edition of the Disney List. My name's Al John, one of your co-hosts, alongside, hello, Kristen.
Hello.
Hello, Kristen. And before we get it started into our themed show, which is going to be what?
Top 10 ways to add luxury to your Disney World vacation.
Like it. Let's first talk about how people should book their Disney trip with you, Kristen. And you want to give them a couple reasons why they should contact you?
I'll help them save money as well as help them plan their trip. I mean, Disney has a lot of different aspects to planning your days now, especially since they've got Genie Plus. On top of that, you then have to worry about your dining reservations and park reservations. It's a lot of things to have to consider. So I'm there to walk you through that whole process and make it easy breezy and fun. And if you've got any issues on your trip, you contact me. You go to the park, you have fun, and I take care of what problem you may have.
Exactly right. And she can also, and I say she because you're sitting next to me, but you can also have Kristen add some luxury to your Disney trip. We're going to talk about some of the ways that she can help you, whether it's booking golf courses, if you are into playing golf, or whether you simply want some Disney watercraft, you can do that too. We could even suggest some chef tables and spa days and all kinds of things. So we're going to get into that in today's list, I should say. So anyway, Kristen, what is the email address where people can have you book their next Disney Dream Vacation or trip to Universal or any Disney Cruise Line or Adventures by Disney trip?
ThemeParksAndCruises@gmail.com.
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
An imagination, huh?
Are you guys ready?
Are you ready?
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Disney List. The Disney List. Disney fans Kristen Hetzel and Al John Goh bring you top 10 lists from the Disney parks, films, Star Wars, Marvel, news, travel tips, and more. Now prepare yourself for the Disney List.
Alrighty. A little cameo for Moon Knight there. Don't you love it? Hey, it's Al John, lifelong Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fan, pop culturist here. Joined by my lovely and talented co-host,
Kristen.
Yes.
I am a foodie as well as a travel expert. So I've been on many, many cruises, both the big boats and the river cruises, as well as I have been to both Disneyland, Disney World, and, of course, Universal Orlando. So that's what I specialize in. I specialize in what I know.
Travel guru, world traveler, renowned world traveler, and vacation specialist. Also from diningatdisney.com and the Dining at Disney podcast. Good times. We know what we're talking about, folks. We try to. We try to pass it all on to you. The Disney List, every week we give you top 10 lists of stuff you need to check out. Last week we had a little bit of a replay, if you will, a best of show. Hope you enjoyed that. It was good times. Like, you know, I look back at the last week's replay Best Of with Dave Shute, your first Walt Disney World visit, and Robin Williams tribute. And that was from what? Back in 2014?
Wow.
When we did WDW Tiki Room. We've done so many shows, y'all. But, you know, some of those trip things are they still apply today. And that's kind of cool. And it is the 30th anniversary of Aladdin. We're going to explore that on our sister podcast, Skull Rock Podcast, with myself and former Disney creative director Dave Bossert. And it's pretty cool to discuss stuff with John Musker, who was the director of Aladdin, co-director of Aladdin, which is really cool. Can you believe it? 30 years for Aladdin.
No, it does not seem that long.
One of my favorite Disney films of all time is, you know, the Genie's my favorite character. It's a toss-up between Genie and Donald Duck, so I'm down with that. But anyway, I hope everyone had a great week. Don't forget, we are releasing new episodes every single week there on every podcast platform, as well as being aired on Sourcer Radio Network at srsounds.com. So thank you so much for your support. Thank you for dropping us those emails at thedisneylist@gmail.com. All social media on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, if you will. And before we get started into our top 10 for this week, we do have a little bit of this. Get ready, Marvel fans. Marvel Studios' Moon Knight series will be debuting this week. Oscar Isaac, you know Oscar Isaac from the Star Wars sequels, Poe Dameron. Also Ethan Hawke, one of my favorite actors, going to be butting heads in this brand new Marvel Studios, part of the MCU, of course, produced by Kevin Feige. Marvel Studios' Moon Knight will be streaming this week, March 30th, on Disney Plus. It's already the end of March, Kristen.
Now, is this the one with the guy that has, he has like mental...
Yeah, he's got the multiple personality or dissociative personality disorder. What's the proper term for multiple personalities this time?
It's...
Dissociative personality disorder?
Yep.
Yeah. I learned that from watching Special Victims Unit, y'all. Anyway.
No, we watched a thing on a guy who had multiple personalities.
Yes, we did.
Documentary.
Netflix. Pretty cool. Another thing that's neat, though, if you check out Star Wars Galaxy's Edge this week, a brand new lightsaber is awaiting you at Doc Ondar's. The brand new Cal Kestis Legacy lightsaber hilt is here. And you might know Cal Kestis as a character in the very, very popular game Star Wars Fallen Jedi. You know, fans voted on this and we reported on this last year. There, when the Disney park said, vote on your next Disney, you know, legacy lightsaber that they're going to add. And Cal Kestis was definitely a winner. And I like this hilt. It looks really neat. It looks exactly like the video game. And you can pick it up right now. And it looks super neat. In fact, we had Cameron Monaghan, who portrayed Cal Kestis in that hit video game. He went to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge and showing off that brand new hilt. And I can't wait. I'm hoping Cal can make a debut in Star Wars live action because he's a cool actor and it's a great video game.
Okay. I kept looking at that picture going, I recognize him.
He's the Joker.
Was he not? Yes, that's what I was going to say. Isn't that the guy that was the Joker in Gotham.
Yeah, Gotham. The TV show Gotham.
Series.
Yeah. No, he's a great actor. He did a great job on Gotham. And they didn't really call his character the Joker, or did they? They hinted at it.
Yeah, they just hinted at Gotham, it. They never
saw that on Fox.
No, because it was mainly about the Riddler and
Penguin.
Yeah.
Kind of like what's going on in the brand new Batman movie, which is not Disney, but hey, you know, we saw it. It was pretty cool. So yeah, check out that brand new lightsaber. Neato, that's what I say. Something else that's pretty neat is that single riders are now being offered over there at Disneyland's Web Slingers, Spider-Man Adventure at the Disneyland Resort there on Avengers Campus. So it has greatly reduced the weight of the ride. It's usually been over an hour, and now people can go in there and ride in about 24 minutes, which is great. It looks like the lines for single rider are typically empty. I know a lot of big parties like to go in those ride vehicles and hang out and web sling. But if you're like Kristen and myself, single rider is definitely the way to go. Let's just do single rider. I'll meet you at the gift shop. That's
exactly
how. Let's get in, get out of there quickly. That's what I'm saying.
And no longer are those days now that we have two little ones.
No, we do have. We have to do ride share. We ever do something like that. We also have word for another thing from Disneyland Resort that the Eggstravaganza is going to be returning. Now, this springtime Easter egg hunt is pretty cool. You go to check out all these decorated eggs at Disneyland and California Adventure, maybe some at Downtown Disney. But we have it running at the end of the month through April 17th. Now, you get a board game and stickers at select merchandise locations for $9.99. And there you can put little stickers on the places that you check out the Easter egg hunt. You earn those stickers when you find them and get those stickers from cast members. When you're done, you get a special prize, a collectible Disney Easter egg. So a little bit of a scavenger hunt, especially great for everyone that is there that is not a tourist, because you go there anyway, you're going to be looking around for these Disney Easter eggs they've kind of hidden in kind of plain sight.
The prize ones are cool. You get either Marie, Dopey, Genie, Patch, Robin Hood, or the Cheshire Cat.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's great. So you can do it multiple times, and maybe, I don't know, I've never done this at Disneyland Resort, but maybe you can request a different type of prize egg if you do this multiple times. Well, which would be pretty cool. That's all the news you need to know right now. So we appreciate it. Enjoy it. And now get ready for this week's top 10.
It's the Disney List. Top 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And there you have it, gang. Another top 10 for this week, and it's a doozy. Kristen, what are we covering this week?
10 ways to add luxury to your Walt Disney World vacation.
Sometimes you have to pamper yourself, and a lot of us have done Disney multiple times. If we're very lucky and happy, we're able to do many trips to the Walt Disney World Resort over the years, but on occasion, you might want to live it up a little bit and save just a little bit of extra, or maybe inject some of these luxury items that we're going to be talking about, these different line items, to your Disney trip. Or perhaps you just want to just do it all out. This is something that your family has been wanting to do for a long time, and you pull it all together and you say, we're going to do it up. We're going to literally be balling around the park. And we're going to stay at this awesome resort. We're going to eat at these awesome places. And more power to you. It's your vacation. And once again, you can always contact Kristen if you want to do so, because she knows all the ins and outs. And she and I put this list together for your edutainment. So enjoy what is our top 10 list, starting with
number 10.
All right. So what do we have here to get us started?
So we're going to discuss three restaurants that are not Disney owned, but they're high end signature fine dining experiences that you can have.
Okay.
One of them being Bull and Bear, which is over at Waldorf Astoria. Huh? It is one of our favorite places, especially in the fall. They do their food and wine weekends and have special events. And one of them being there is a multi-course meal. You can add a wine pairing to it. And Bull and Bear is amazing. One of the best things that we've had has been that 28-day dry-aged tomahawk ribeye that they have there. It's fantastic. We always have amazing service from Tim. The food is always fantastic, and the wine pairings couldn't be better. So that's definitely one way to add luxury. Then if you head over to Four Seasons,
which I was going to say, to kind of expand on Bull and Bear.
Okay.
It's named one of the top 100 restaurants in the United States by Open Table, and it's an award-winning restaurant. Bull & Bear is renowned for its trend-setting fare, creative handcrafted cocktails, which we love, tableside preparation, personalized team service, as Kristen mentioned. Ask for Tim. Tim is the best. You've got to do reservations. So obviously you can use OpenTable or you can just use a reservation system on the website at bullandbearorlando.com. A lot of the signature dishes are things we've tried before, including the escargot and gnocchi, the tomahawk ribeye, which they've got it that, as Kristen said, 36 ounce, 28 a day dry aged. The veal Oscar, which Kristen won't have veal, but I can have veal. B&B fried chicken, and the one and only lemon for dessert. So those are just some things you can definitely check out there. I love their cocktails. There's nothing on the menu I wouldn't want to have multiple times. So yeah, absolutely. And it's part of the Hilton group as well. So yes. If you've got Hilton points, definitely something you want to check out. Now, did you want to move to the Four Seasons?
Yes, okay. Over the Four Seasons. There's okay. Two places that we like there.
Yep.
The first is Ravello. And this restaurant's executive chef is from Italy. So you have authentic, truly authentic Italian food. He even makes all the limoncellos himself. The executive chef is Chef Fabrizio Shinardi, and he has won awards in Italy for his amazing food creation. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, but the limoncello, I have not found better limoncello anywhere than his homemade limoncello.
Family secret, from what I understand. It's like his mother's recipe.
It's incredible. That's all I can say.
Yeah, pretty cool. And both you and I have been to Italy before, not together, unfortunately, but you know, when my band was touring, we've been to Italy and you've been to Italy multiple times. And the limoncello of Chef Shinardi, Fabrizio, if you will, is absolutely amazing. Stuff that I want to take home and drink myself. It's so good, guys.
Oh, yes.
It's so good. But they do have an awesome, awesome restaurant, outdoor terrace, modern Italian fare. They've got fresh breakfast and juice bars and all kinds of stuff there. So you definitely want to check out.
They often participate as well in the fall, in September, when they do the Magical Dining Month in Orlando. You can often go there and check out the menu. And that's a good way. If you haven't been before and you're not sure, definitely do it when they do those promotions, because you get a lot for your money when you go during that Magical Dining Month.
Right on. And Ravello, definitely their signature dish is the stuffed veal, spinach, and ricotta ravioli with wild mushrooms and truffle essence. It's great. And they also have this demonstration kitchen as well, where one of the chefs can produce these great creations, host private parties or group dinners or cooking class. So you want to call in advance to book something like that, which I think is really fun. Kristen and I have been able to do some stuff with the Disney Parks podcast. And, you know, Tony is a close and personal friend, as well as John, of the chef. So we're able to get some cool stuff there. And of course, Kristen, you and your media contacts, you know, we were able to help get in a private setting as
yes,
well,
that
you
was
know,
fun.
For all of us, which was really great. And we love the team at the Four Seasons. So definitely check out Ravello. And here's another one of your favorites is Cappa.
Yes, which is located on the 17th floor. So it's at the top of the building. Has the most amazing view of Walt Disney World.
That's my favorite.
Because you can see all kinds of firework shows going off from there. It's really cool. Beautiful view. Amazing Spanish food there. Their cocktails are incredible. Uh-huh. If you like gin and tonics, you have to have one of theirs. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
That's right. They've got a lot of fresh Florida seafood as well, as Kristen alluded to, you know, being that high-end steakhouse. But they've got tapas as well, of cooked cuts, wood-burning grill, And it's just an amazing, amazing place. And of course, Coppa is also helmed by executive chef Fabrizio Shenardi as well. And Coppa chef Gabriel Masip. It's a AAA four diamond rated restaurant and named to Wine Enthusiast magazine list of top 100 wine restaurants in the United States. So pretty awesome there. As Kristen said, just an amazing, amazing view. But a couple things to note too, being that this is beyond, you know, like your signature restaurant kind of hang, they do have happy hour, which we've had before.
Yes.
With great drinks and tapas specials Wednesday and Thursday from 5 to 7. And this is my deal right here. Live music. You know, they have some Spanish guitar playing going on. Live entertainment Wednesdays and Saturdays from 6 to 9. So very cool indeed. You want to check that out. They also have... Kristen, you want to talk
about
that?
Can also do private dining, which can seat up to 30 guests. And they have several customizable prefix menus that they can that are available for you to get during that private dining event. You just have to give them a call and work all that out with the restaurant.
Yeah, absolutely. Please do it. Please do it. So that is just one. So as you think about adding some awesome signature dining off the beaten path there at these, I would say these extended resorts there at the Walt Disney World Resort. You may also want to check out this next point.
Number 9.
Which is the actual resorts.
Yes, staying at one of those resorts. You get top-notch service. It's incredible. I absolutely love staying at those places. So you've got... you know, Waldorf Astoria and Four Seasons, and they have these amazing pools and places to eat and spas, and just, it's a really good, relaxing vacation.
You know, honestly, we've been to the resorts and never stepped foot into a Disney park because the resorts are that good. Like, you just want to pamper yourself, go down to these resorts, hang out, do the food, check out the fireworks, go to Disney Springs, and never step foot into a Disney park. Isn't that crazy? I mean, later on during our trip, of course, we visit the Disney parks, but there have been multiple times where we'll just spend several days unencumbered at the resort, go by the pool, eat. The pools are amazing at these resorts. I mean, the Waldorf Astoria, I mean, that pool is just great. And, you know, the PB&G over there at the Pool Bar and Grill over there at Four Seasons, and their pools are absolutely amazing. The spas, I mean, the list goes on and on. But that's why we're here. We're sharing this with you. So take a few days, have an adult vacation. You know, enjoy yourself, add some luxury to it. The kids will even have fun because they do have a lot of different kids programs and stuff there at the resorts as well. But once again, this is a luxury trip we're talking about, ways to add that to your Disney trip. These are not the cheapest hotels, gang, but, you know, at $500-$600 a night, it's pretty legit.
Well, and it's, you know, if you're looking at a Disney deluxe resort, this is another deluxe type option for you.
Exactly. And there you go. You know, the great thing about the Four Seasons over there at Walt Disney World Resort is the fact that it is a huge resort. It is a AAA five diamond resort, lakeside haven dotted with gardens, pools, and towering platforms of palm trees and cypress. They've got a golf club and sports club there that we love. And an awesome restaurant there
as well,
Plancha, which is an amazing place for brunch. Definitely want to check that out. The spa is top notch. And of course, we talked about, you know, Kappa and Ravello over there, and not to be outdone, the Waldorf Astoria there is also awesome. So, I mean, they have Chef Oscar's there at the Waldorf Astoria that has like the signature Eggs Benedict there.
Yes.
You know, which is something awesome.
But breakfast is incredible there.
Absolutely. But not to be outdone, you know, we have other places that you need to check out too when it comes to deluxe resorts. And a lot of them are on Disney property. So you want to talk about some of your deluxe Disney resorts here. I was going to trigger this sound effect.
Number 8.
There you go. On property resorts.
One of my favorites, I would have to say, is the Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
Because where else can you stay in a hotel and have views of wild animals outside?
Exactly.
Nowhere.
Nowhere. It's certainly very unique to wake up to giraffes outside of your bedroom. You just open the blinds and here comes Jeffrey the giraffe hanging out and giving you the eyes saying, good morning. Good morning. Really neat stuff there. But that's not all. You know, you could spend a lot of time at the Beach Club, which is one of my favorites.
Oh, mine too.
I know it's Kristen's favorite. You can stay at the Contemporary Resort.
Well, the nice thing is the Beach Club, like the Beach Club, Yacht Club, the Boardwalk, all of those, you can walk over to Epcot. You can walk. It's a little bit of a walk to the studios, but you can walk to two different parks or you can take the little ferry there. And it's nice. It's convenient. And then, like you were going to say, Contemporary, Grand Floridian, the Polynesian, you have a monorail for that.
Exactly. I love the Polynesian Village because I love the Hawaiian theme of that as well. So I mean, I think you have to look at what Disney Deluxe Resort suits your need and your taste. So if you like particular theming of the Animal Kingdom or the Polynesian, the Grand Floridian, the Wilderness Lodge is also really nice. Mm-hmm. Beach Club, as Kristen said, that we love just because of all the things you can get into down there. Or you want the convenience of the Contemporary Resort, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Boardwalk. I mean, there's so many that you can check out as well. Not to mention that, but you can also have your choice of villas. If you want to stay at an awesome villa, you can stay at Kandandi Village. We've done it. And it's legit, you know. So the villas are also really cool. And they just started, doing the Polynesian. What are those Polynesian resort villas that they have now?
The bungalows.
The bungalows. I mean, those bungalows are great. And you talk about waking up there on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing. You know, I'm smiling ear to ear because if you have the ways and means of doing something like that for your family, for a trip, or, you know, even for you and your significant other, you're in the lap of luxury and you're going to have an amazing time. Something brand new to the resort too, speaking of resorts you can stay at, is a interactive LARPing resort that we call Star Wars Galaxy Star Cruiser Adventure. And as you may have heard, if you listen to the show a lot or you just stumbled upon us, you know, the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser is a 2-night immersive adventure. It literally is dropping you into your very own Star Wars story where you are an active participant in this, you know, dinner theater meets cosplay meets role play meets escape room adventure, right? As they say, see it, feel it, live it. And this one right here is also something that's a very expansive as well, but amazing food in there. So, you know, just ways for you to experience something else and maybe more on the luxurious side of things there for your Disney trip. Okay, right on. The next on our little agenda.
Number 7.
Our watercraft rentals.
Why would you want to rent out a watercraft?
Because you are looking to relax and have some quiet time, some good family time.
That's right. If you crave the need for speed or just want to have a relaxing excursion, they've got boats for you. You can cast off with your crew, your family, enjoy theme park views and natural surroundings as you cruise the scenic lakes and lagoons and inlets there at the Walt Disney World Resort. They've got Sun Tracker pontoon boats that seat up to 10 guests. That's $45 per half hour at the time when we record this. Smooth and spacious, perfect choice for larger parties. Drivers must be at least 18 years of age. And the maximum weight is 1,900 pounds. So, yeah, be sure you don't tip that boat over. reservations are not required, but you should go ahead and try to make those reservations. During peak times of the year, only resort hotel guests with dining reservations may be allowed to enter the resort hotel, of course. And it's booked on a first-come, first-served basis. So keep that in mind. But there are all kinds of different marinas you can book that.
You've got Bay Lake Tower. There's the Beach Club, Contemporary Resort, Grand Floridian, the Yacht Club, as well as the villas over at Grand Floridian.
Other things you might want to consider is doing the canoe rentals over at Disney's Fort Wilderness, which is not necessarily luxurious, but is something as an option that's open for you. Kayak rentals, if you're into that, over at Fort Wilderness as well. There's a lot of different things. We can actually do a whole show just based on the other things you can do at Fort Wilderness, which we may actually have to do. And that leads us into our next segment here, which is
number six.
Before we move on to number six, I do want to mention you also in Disney Springs at the Boathouse.
Oh yeah,
they have rentals too.
Cool. You could take that little that little car amphibious cruiser thing that they got there, which is fun. It's not expensive either, but hey, that's true. I forgot about the Boathouse.
Yep,
that's awesome.
So number six is firework cruises.
Yes.
So you can do that for two different parks, Epcot and Magic Kingdom. So at International Gateway near the World Showcase Lagoon, you can watch the nighttime entertainment there over at Epcot. And then on Seven Seas Lagoon and the Bay Lake cruises over by Magic Kingdom, you can then see the fireworks over there as well.
All right. There you go. I'm adjusting your mic because you tend to kiss it every now and again.
Oh.
But anyway, I like the firework cruises. So please check them out. I think they're fun because you get to just hang out with your friends and family and have a different view of the nighttime spectaculars. They do pipe in the music for these things, and they depart at several different locations for your enjoyment. So you want to round that out, Kristen?
Yeah, you've got the Contemporary, Polynesian, Grand Floridian, Fort Wilderness, as well as Wilderness Lodge for the Magic Kingdom to see Disney Enchantment.
Each cruise is accompanied by an El Capitan, so you get your own captain. They also have assorted snacks and soft drinks. Festive banners and balloons are also included in the cost and can be requested at the time of booking. So be sure you do that because that's fun for the kids. You want to take home all that stuff. And then you also get for the money, the 25-foot boat that starts at $399 plus tax as we record this episode. And the boat seats, the boat, what am I, Canadian, seats up to 10 guests and may be varied on the, pricing may vary on that time of day. Subject to change, of course. So it's flex pricing there. So you want to keep that in mind as well. Fireworks may be rescheduled or canceled. Please refer to your entertainment guide to confirm the show and the viewing so that you can book that around the fireworks and their cruises. So there you go. And you also have to make sure that you're there an hour and 15 minutes prior to the fireworks start time. So that's important. For guests with limited mobility, wheelchair and ECV transfer is necessary. Boats are not equipped with full-size dining tables. A cocktail table is provided, so you get a little folding table there for you. That's what you get. And there is a two-day cancellation policy as well. So Kristen can give you all the details on that as she helps you book your firework cruise, because that is super good. Super good indeed. So now...
Number five.
This is something you're more in tune to because you used to golf, Kristen. I have never, look, okay, truth be told, I have never golfed in my life. Now, what I have done is I used to work in a mini golf club, right?
Yeah,
that's as close as I've gotten because I was surrounded by mini golf for years. I worked on the bumper boats. I worked on the arcade and all the skee ball machines. So that was my primary thing to do the video games and the skee ball machines and then rent out mini golf and to go out there and do the mini golf here in Nashville. That's what I did when I was a kid. But you actually did legit golf, not mini golf like your husband.
No, I would, on occasion. Mainly because I get easily frustrated playing mini golf. It's the whole putting part.
I was the best at putting.
I am awful at putting. I don't have patience to do that part of it. So it's fun when you can just like hit the ball as hard as you can and, get it to go far. Uh-huh. So.
No, that's cool. But the good news is that Disney World, the Walt Disney World Resort has mini golf. We're not going to talk about that now. That's not necessarily the luxury part of it. But if you're interested in some awesome courses at Disney's Palm or the Magnolia Golf Course, Lake Buena Vista Golf Course, or the Oak Trail Golf Course, Disney World Golf is open to you. And there's awesome pricing that can be had. You've got day rates and resort guest rates there for all four seasons. You've got a junior rate for those of 18 and under. You've got all kinds of different rates in there as well. So you can do 9-hole to 18-hole golfing as well. And we even have awesome golf instructors there that are PGA professionals that are going to be there to help you improve your game with 45-minute lessons, one half and full day golf schools there for you, video analysis, group lessons, on-course playing lessons. Man, that is awesome. So you really want to work on your game. The Walt Disney World Resort is there to help you out. I like this online instruction. how they would do with someone like me, a complete novice, a complete noob when it comes to golf, I shudder to think. Their director of instructor is Michael Shagler, and he is director of short game school of the Academy of Golf at the PGA National Resort and Spa. And he is very, very, very good. His goal is to raise his students' level of enjoyment through the game improvement. He's got some really innovative style and teaches you all of his ins and outs. So that's great that you have such a great golf pro to help you through. So if you're interested in that, please, of course, Kristen can definitely hook you up and give you all the information you need to know regarding golf. Because if you're a big time golfer, Walt Disney World Resort, I think, is going to be your heaven on earth.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so please, please keep that in mind as you add to our theme here of adding some luxury to your Walt Disney World trip. Here we go.
Number four.
Adding the chef's table at one of the signature dining restaurants.
Absolutely. I picked one here that is pretty new. As a chef table thing for me. And that's over there at Epcot's Japanese Pavilion. I've been talking resorts. I have resort in my mind. The Takumi Te restaurant in Japan at Epcot.
This is my co-host on Dining at Disney, Kat. This is one of her favorite places. She really enjoys this.
Yeah, that's something that she's touched on. For sure. But you have the 7-course meal and then you have a 9-course meal as well. And the atmosphere is awesome. The 9-course prefix dinner chef table is $180 per person as we record this.
With optional wine and sake pairing for another $100.
Mm-hmm. You want to go over the rest of it?
Mm-hmm. The menu features duck, sea bass, and crab. So it's definitely, upscale food you're getting there. They also have for the 7-course
omakase menu.
Thank you.
Yes, you said it.
150 with an optional drink pairing for 75.
Yeah.
So if you're wanting to do this and not spend as much, you can do the second option. That'll save you a little bit more than $50.
Exactly right. And so I think the chef's table is great. It's a very intimate setting, which is really nice. It's kind of off the side. So you can definitely check that out. And it has all the different trappings that you would expect. And the food looks so, so good. and we do like Chef Table. What, you know, for those people that haven't done a Chef's Table before, Kristen, you want to give them a little insight as to why Chef's Table is so awesome?
Other than the fact you get to, I was going to say, the chef is there cooking your food for you. I mean, you can't get any better than that.
Yeah, literally from farm to his grill to your table, like right in front of you.
And he'll explain all the dishes to you, how they're prepared. If you have any food allergies, they're amazing at taking care of that for you.
Yeah. And so the more in advance when you make those reservations or when Kristen makes those reservations for you, the better you will be, because it'll help them in their menu preparation. So you want to give them that time to do that, but they are good about that. And I have to say that Wagyu steak presentation, that looks amazing. Oh, I want it so much. I'm a big steak fan. But that's not the only place you can get Chef's Table. You can get Chef's Table at different places, as Kristen said, with the signature dining restaurant. So
yep.
It's really cool that they've kind of opened that up, especially if you're a Disney foodie or you're celebrating something really, really neat and special. You might want to do that as well. So another thing to keep in mind. And we're rounding out our top three.
Number three.
This is the VIP tours.
This is the true Disney gene.
And this, you have a private VIP tour guide who will customize your itinerary for your group to make sure that you can see and experience all the attractions and entertainment that you are wanting to catch while you are there. They make this work very smoothly for you. And you just let them know what it is you want to accomplish when you are at whichever park it is. I believe there's a 4-hour minimum. And I know the prices start at $425 and they go up from there. And you can have up to 10 guests.
Yes, absolutely. You've recently done this for people, which is really cool. So, please keep that in mind, and you got it right there, the pricing and the reservations.
It starts at $425 and goes up to as much as $850 per hour. So, of course, this is all going to depend on the season. So if you are going at Christmas and you're going to be there at Christmas time, around Christmas Day, it's going to be the high $850 price versus, you know, if you're going in January after the holidays, where it's significantly slower.
Right. So you got to book this in advance. There's different times that you'd want to do that. You've got to arrive there early, but there is that minimum. And you could have the ability to visit multiple parks, you know, over the course of the days that you book, right? And all of these VIP tours require a separate park admission for everyone in the party. Something to keep in mind.
Yes, it does not include the cost of your ticket.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of ins and outs regarding this, but it's great to, as we say, book a plaid, because when you book a plaid, you know, the world is your oyster. So that's what I'm saying. I think it would be great for families to consider doing that. It is an extra and added cost, but you know, depending on the needs of your family, this might be a very great way to kind of bypass and maybe not even do Disney Genie, but just get the stuff booked, especially if you want to hit so many attractions during a certain time period.
It's definitely a way to go if you are a multi-generational trip. You know, you have the grandparents, the kids, everybody like that going. It's definitely worth it to do something like this, because then you're not waiting in the lines for hours. Everything's kind of planned to make sure that your trip is smooth. You get to visit what you want to do and see in an effective way. You know,
Well, the great news is that, you know, when you do these different type of VIP guided tours, you'll be going places probably a lot of people don't go.
That's true, because they have to take you to some of the backstage areas in order for you to bypass the lines. Mm-hmm. So you can't have your phone or your camera out when you're in those backstage areas.
That's right.
That's right. So be sure to do.
Here we go. Rounding out the very tippy top. We're at
number two.
All right.
Oh, right now, this is where I wish I was. At a spa. Doing a spa day. These are great. You can get massages, manicures, pedicures, facials, all that kind of stuff that just helps you relax and, you know, clear your mind and all those good things that you need from time to time.
I tell you, doing a spa day at the Hilton hotels when we went was just amazing. And the Disney hotel resorts spas are also equally as amazing. When you go in, you know, a couple of the moderate resorts as well as deluxe resorts, of course, will have their own. So you've got the Mandara Spa over there at Swan and Dolphin at Coronado Springs, our favorite resort. And it's a mid-priced resort, but they also have spa services there as well. You also find them at Boardwalk, Old Key West, the Contemporary over there at the Olympiad Fitness Center. They've got fitness equipment, but they also have some spas there at the Grand Floridian. Where else, Kristen?
Wilderness Lodge. The Yacht Club. Uh-huh. Yep. Over at Boulder Ridge Villas over at the Wilderness Lodge. They've got them there.
Yeah.
And, of course, Animal Kingdom.
Yep. Check out all the spa services that they have to offer. And pamper yourself. You deserve it. It's your vacation. And I think it's great after, you know, you spend a day at the resort. And I would suggest if you're doing these luxury resorts and you're booking, take advantage of all the amenities that the resort has to offer. You don't even have to go to the park, like I said, for a day. You just have a spa day, relax at the pool, enjoy all the food and the different places and activities that you have at your resort. That in itself is a fun family adventure. So please check that out. All right. Here we are. Do we want to recap all the different offerings here? Let us do that. I think that's worth it. Go ahead, Kristen. Give us a little recap here of our top nine thus far.
We had to visit one of these signature restaurants at Waldorf Astoria and Four Seasons Orlando. So Bowl and Bear, Kappa, and Ravello. Following that was to actually stay at one of those two resorts that are known for their excellent service. Next is staying at one of the Disney Deluxe Resorts or at the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, which is new. Following that is Watercraft Rentals. We also have firework cruises. We mentioned going and playing a round of golf. There's also enjoying the delicious chef tables, taking a VIP tour to get the most out of your day at Disney, and for relaxing, enjoying a spa day.
I like it. And here we are.
Number one.
Victorian Albert's over at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa.
Now, it is opening soon.
Yes.
Opening real soon, gang. And that means you have probably the most decadent and the most awesome dining experience one could have. And why is that, Kristen?
This is one of the few AAA Five Diamond Award winning restaurants. It's also in Forbes Travel Guide for a 5-star rating. And has great reviews on Zagat and other dining
websites.
Yes. Yeah.
It's known
very
to have...
Very elegant.
It's very elegant. Like other signature dining restaurants, this is actually going to require you, because it's not inside a park, you're going to have to wear a coat and tie. It's a black tie kind of a restaurant. So be sure to do that. And women should wear cocktail dresses and men should wear jackets to this to this thing. No shorts, guys. No shorts.
No.
No shorts. No golf shirts. This is a suit. This is a coat and tie kind of thing. And so with that being said, this also has a chef's table.
Yes, it does.
But I think the really cool thing is that you have all kinds of awesome, top-notch chefs there. You want to talk about the chefs?
Yeah, you have Chef Amy Rivera. She oversees the team there of chefs. She loves food. And that started when she was a kid in Puerto Rico, where her and her sisters would watch her mom cook everything from scratch in the kitchen. So she ended up getting a degree in business at the University of Puerto Rico and then went to Johnson & Wales University in Rhode Island. And there she studied and has since then become an amazing culinary executive chef.
There you have it. Now we have the executive chef, and this is someone you've talked to before.
Yes, right? Executive Chef Scott Hunnell.
Absolutely. And he has been around the globe studying his craft. He's been, I don't think he's been nominated. I think he actually won a Beard Award, a James Beard Award. But anyway, at the time of recording this, it does say on his bio that he has been the Chef Beard nominee, or James Beard nominee for Best Chef in the South throughout the 2000s into 2015, and was named the Culinary Professional of the Year in 2008 by Sante Magazine, which is awesome. So not only does he have all of these credentials, but he's been tapped as a chef for Victoria and Albert since 1995. So he is well renowned, and that's one reason why the restaurant has had this diamond status for all these years. And then we're also familiar with the pastry chef Christine Farmer. Kristen,
yes, she grew up cooking in her family's home in Iowa, and then went off to culinary school. And in 1988 is when she joined the culinary team at Disney's Grand Floridian. So right now she oversees all of the decadent desserts that you get to enjoy.
That's pretty, pretty awesome. Their menus are amazing. As I said, they have the chef's table with pairings, wine pairings. And they just have just an amazing experience there. Go in empty stomached, because you're going to roll out in a barrel. That's all I'm going to say about that.
They do offer a vegetarian menu as well. So if the options on the regular tasting menu are not something that work for you, definitely check out the vegetarian options. Mm.
It is absolutely amazing. Victoria and Albert's, we've done it before. We would love to do it again at some point, but it's definitely not one to take the kids.
Oh, yes, you cannot take children.
Nope, the kids can't come. So be sure you have someone watching the kids.
12? I'm trying to remember the age. Ages 10 and up can dine there.
Yeah.
But if you have a picky 10-year-old, may not be the best experience for them.
Yeah, exactly. Now, they have a typical dining room, which Kristen and I have partaked in, which is very elegant. It's very good. However, if you want to step up, there is the Queen Victoria's room, if you so choose. Or you can also do the chef's table.
Yes.
So different experiences and gang, it's
of course, different price ranges. Different price tiers.
Yeah, there's different good, better, best priced here on what already is the best dining experience in all of Florida. So, and I say all of Florida, in all of Orlando, I should say. So, definitely give that a shot. That was our top 10, y'all. Can you believe it?
Number 7.
Oops, why did I hit that again? This is my life, gang. This is my life. And when you misfire a sound effect. That's my life. I hope you enjoyed our top 10, everybody. Kristen, any final thoughts on our top 10 list of adding ways to add luxury to your Disney vacation?
If you have the money to spend and want to treat yourself, do it. Do it.
Absolutely do it. And have Kristen do it for you, right? Go ahead, Kristen. How can people contact you and talk about all the different podcasts you do every single week?
They can email me for travel@themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. And if you are interested in Disney food and that is your thing, like it is mine, You can check out diningatdisney.com. You can follow us on your favorite social media platforms, as well as check us out our podcast, Dining at Disney Podcast. It's myself with Bubba and Kat, and we do two shows every week talking about anything from Disney food news to reviews to trip reports of where we last dined. So you definitely want to check that out if you love Disney and food.
Awesome. Also, be sure to check out Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. For all of our great friends on the Sorcerer Radio Network, don't forget, the Disney List is available for streaming everywhere you find podcasts. So you can please subscribe. We would love for you to. Please subscribe, like the show, share it, leave us those 5-star reviews. You can also email us at thedisneylist@gmail.com. And we'd love to answer your questions on an upcoming episode. All the social media is there as well. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You know it. You love it. We're there all the time. Be sure to send us those DMs as well. You can catch me on Instagram at AlJohnGo. And you can also check out another one of our sister shows other than Dining at Disney and the Disney List. I also co-host Skull Rock Podcast with myself and creative filmmaker, former Disney creative animator Dave Bossert. We are celebrating 30 years of Aladdin, and we're talking about the life and times of an early career of John Musker, filmmaker and producer and writer for all those movies during the Disney Renaissance. You want to make sure you check that out, because this week we're talking about his early career at CalArts with the likes of a lot of other Disney animators. And then the following week, we're going to be doing a deep dive into Aladdin. Super cool. So please check out Skull Rock Podcast. Anyway, more links in our show notes, ways to support the show as well. Thank you to all of our supporters there on anchor.fm. My name is Al John.
And I'm Kristen.
And we'll see you real soon.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney, with your hosts, AlJohn Go and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming of Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm AlJohn Go, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.
I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney Podcast. Every week, I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney Podcast, the happiest plate on earth.